As a Christian, it's important to know what you believe and why you believe it. Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell challenges us to become rooted and grounded in our faith.
Hey, those of you that have accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, you know that your sins are forgiven. You know that you have a home in heaven. The old account of sin has been settled. You know what? From time to time, you ought to just glorify and thank God for that. When God gives you a job or a promotion, or when God blesses you with a child, or some blessing comes into your life, glorify God with that.
We live in a shallow and uprooted society, but as Christians, we can be firmly rooted in our relationship with Christ. In our series, Rooted for Growth, we will discover the nutrients we need to remain spiritually strong.
Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California.
If you don't have a healthy spiritual root system, then every part of your life is impacted negatively. Through today's scriptures, we will explore what it means to be a rooted Christian who is growing in the likeness of Jesus Christ. And now, here's Pastor Paul Chappell with part two of a message called A Rooted Position.
Notice he says, I am crucified with Christ. Now this is a little heavy to think about. I'm crucified with Christ? Paul is speaking here of his identity in and with Christ. He identified himself with Christ's death on the cross. Paul had tried to find spiritual life through the keeping of the works of the law, but all he found was failure, and that's all you will find. If you make a list for yourself of what you must do to live the Christian life, you will fail your own list. How many of you have ever made a list for yourself? I'm going to do all this, and I'm going to be a real good person, and you failed your own list. Anybody like that? Now, I'm not against lists. I understand that they help us to get some things done. But when it comes to living the spiritual life, if it's up to my list, then I'm going to fall short every single time. George Mueller was once asked, what is the secret to your spiritual power? And he said, one day, George Mueller died. And he was speaking about what happened on the cross of Jesus Christ. Bonhoeffer said, when Christ calls a man, he bids him to come and die, you see. So in Christ, the enthronement of myself ends. In Christ, I reckon myself, my past, my failures, my attempts to be gone and in the past, and I live through Jesus Christ. But we as Christians must realize that position. Now, how do we realize it? How do we understand what it means to be crucified with Christ? Well, let's look at Romans chapter 6 for a moment. It's in your notes or turn there in your Bible. And it says, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Now, how many of you have been baptized in the waters? Let me see. You've been baptized by immersion, all right? Good. When you were baptized, you were placed under the water. That's a picture of Christ's death. It's also a picture of your identifying with his death on the cross and his burial and then his resurrection. So I am baptized identifying with Christ, and it signifies my death to the old life, my resurrection to the new life. Look at Romans 6:4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Now, Romans 6 does not mean we will never sin, but it teaches us this, that we are free now from the power of sin because I am crucified with Christ. The hold of sin, the strength of sin was nailed to that cross. Jesus wins our victory at the cross. Now, a dead man doesn't try to keep a list of rules because he's dead. And a dead man doesn't try to battle the world. He's dead. And a dead man isn't controlled by sin. He is dead. And so God wants us not to keep trying to fight the battle. He wants us to reckon the battle is already won. Galatians 5:24. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Now, it's a vitally important thing that all of us can say with the Apostle Paul, I am crucified with Christ. My old habits, my old ways, my old thoughts, I reckon those thoughts to be dead in Christ. My life is dead. I want His life to be lived through me. I don't want to live this life myself. I want His life to be lived. I am crucified. My will, my desires, I am crucified. And when we get to that place where it's not about me, but it's about Christ in me, then we begin to live. Then we begin to understand what it means to identify with Jesus Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. And what our Lord says about cross-bearing and being crucified with Christ, it's not some fine print type of thing. It's right here in bold. He wants us to identify with Him. Galatians 6 and verse 14 says, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world." Paul says, listen, the world doesn't matter to me. Pleasing this world system is not what it's about anymore. I'm crucified. I'm dead to this world, and I'm alive to Jesus Christ. Many of us as Christians are too alive to this world and not alive enough to Jesus Christ. But Paul said, I'm crucified to this world. I was crucified when Jesus was crucified. I'm crucified with Christ. And then he said, notice this, he says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. So we see his position as something that was realized. But let me say this very quickly. It's something that must be reckoned. It must be reckoned. It's something that we must every day reckon. Notice what it says in Romans 6 and verse 11. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, friends, we don't need to get up every morning and look in the mirror and try to do some Alcoholics Anonymous speech and say, I can do these 10 things, I can do it, I can do it. What we need to do is to simply say, Lord, help me to reckon today. The word reckon is an accounting term. It is a term that deals with realities. It's a term that means to impute or to account. And we need to account the fact daily. I am in Christ. The sin and the tendencies of the past are crucified in Christ. So I reckon myself today. I'm making this accounting today. As a child of God, I'm in Christ. I'm dead to the past. I'm dead to the tendencies of the past. And I will be alive to Christ and His impulses in my life today. And that's how this is. And that's who I am in Jesus Christ. That's my identity and that's my position. Now, the pull of the flesh is very strong. The pull of the flesh is very strong, and many times without knowing it, like those Judaizers, we can revert back to the old way. I heard about a man that was in the Marines, and as a Marine, he was always trained by his drill instructor, and one day he was back on a base where he had served, and he was walking down a sidewalk, and he saw out of the corner of his eye his former drill instructor, and he said just for a minute, he just about had heart panic. It brought back those days when that Marine drill sergeant was barking out the orders to him. And sometimes after you're saved, the old things of the world bark at you. Come and do this. Hear this song. Remember this. Do this. Live this way. But the fact of the matter is that we don't want to march to the beat of that drum. We want to reckon ourselves dead indeed unto sin and alive unto the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who we are. That's who we identify with, Jesus Christ. That's the position of the saved. Now notice secondly, though, the passion of the saved. The passion of the saved. Look what Paul says. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. All right? Men, I want you to say, I am crucified with Christ. Ladies, I want you to say, nevertheless, I live. All right? Men, ready to begin? I am crucified. Ladies? Fellas, the ladies did better than you. All right, let's try that one more time, fellas. Here we go. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Now, notice that. Nevertheless, I live. Paul says, hey, the old me, the old patterns, hey, that died at the cross. But I'm alive. Don't misunderstand me. I'm loving life. Nevertheless, I live. You know, sometimes people say, well, I'd be a Christian, but you know, you can't party, you can't drink, you can't run around, you can't have any fun. And you know, the devil sold them a bill of goods. The devil is a liar and the father of lies. You want to really live? You want to know what life is? Hey, life's not about a hangover or wondering if you caught a disease because of the last party. I'm going to tell you what life is. Life is allowing Jesus to be living his life through you. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. He said, look, I'm alive. I'm passionately enjoying this life. I met a Muslim lady last week. She's no longer a Muslim. 3 weeks ago, she accepted Jesus Christ as her Savior. And she had the joy of the Lord on her face. And she said, Pastor Chapel, she said, I had struggled in my walk with my husband, and he was so mean to me. And by the way, pray for him. He was in service. He's getting close to getting saved. She said, I had struggled and he was so mean and I had given up on life. I didn't want to live life anymore until someone from this church showed me what Jesus did for me on the cross and I was saved. And she said, this is her word. She said, now I feel for the first time like I'm alive, like I'm alive. Guess what? She is for the first time alive. She's alive in Jesus Christ. Now, Paul says here that he had a passion for the new life, a passion for the new life. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Jesus made it clear throughout the New Testament that the flesh profits nothing. And you see, it's not the goal of the church or the Christian life to help us reform the flesh. It is to recognize the flesh has been crucified on the cross and that we are alive in Jesus Christ. John 6:63 says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. God does not expect you to live the Christian life in your power. He expects us to allow his Son to empower us day by day. And so he says, Paul says, hey, I'm alive. Now, just because I said I'm crucified, that's a reference to the old tendencies. That's a reference to the old thought process. But I live in Christ. He had a passion for the new life. But notice, secondly, he had a passion for Christ's presence. He says in this passage, Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Spurgeon once said in his book, Lectures to My Students, when your own emptiness is painfully forced upon your consciousness, chide yourself that you ever dreamed of being full except in the Lord. When your own emptiness is painfully forced upon your consciousness, in other words, when you realize you can't do it on your own, then chide yourself for ever thinking you could have done it on your own. Because the Christian life is not something we live on our own. The Christian life is to be lived as we yield and surrender to the Lord Jesus who lives it through us. That's why Paul says here in this verse, nevertheless, I live. He says, I am alive. I am being influenced by the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. If you are a born-again Christian, then by the power of his Spirit, Christ is in you. And we need to identify with him. And we need to understand there is no greater position than to be in Christ. Now, Jesus Christ died on the cross to save us from sin. But he lives in your life to save you from yourself. He died on the cross to save you from sin. But he lives in your heart to save you from yourself. In other words, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. And I live through Jesus Christ empowering me and giving me daily the sanctification that I need. How we thank the Lord for that. R.A. Torrey said, when Jesus died, he died as my representative, and I died in him. When he arose as my representative, and I arose in him. And so what we see then is that we have a passionate new relationship with Jesus Christ. And think about all the things that we have now that we're in him, now that he is in us. I gave you a little chart, I believe, in your notes there. Think about this. In Christ, there's no condemnation. In Christ, we're freed from the law of sin and death. In Christ, we have the Holy Spirit. In Christ, our mortal bodies have been quickened. And in Christ, we are joint heirs with Him. And in Christ, all things work together for good. In Christ, He has a purpose. And in Christ, He has given to us freely all the spiritual blessings. In Christ, we are justified. We have an intercessor. We cannot be separated from God. In Ephesians, it says that in Christ, we are blessed with all spiritual blessings. We have the blessings of heaven. Places. We are chosen to be without blame before Him. We are adopted as children. We are accepted. We are redeemed. We are forgiven. We are abounding toward God and towards His wisdom. We are have the revelation of His will and purpose. We have obtained an inheritance. We are the praise of His glory. We are sealed by His Spirit. We are given security of our inheritance. We are His workmanship. We are made nigh by His blood. We have peace. I'm telling you, it's one thing to be in a church. It's one thing to be a Baptist. It's one thing to have gone to some Sunday school. It's an entirely different thing to be able to say, I am in Christ, saved, settled, sealed, secure, loved. No one can take my salvation away. That's who I am. That's my identity. It doesn't matter who walks out on you. It doesn't matter who hates you. It doesn't matter who speaks against you. If you are in Christ, that's who you really are, you see. That's your identity. And Jesus said it this way in John 15:5. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Someone says, well, I'm gonna try to make this list, and I got this other list from another Christian friend, and this other one says I have to do it this way. So I'm just going to all the churches to get the biggest list. Then I'm gonna obey that list. And Jesus said, hey, without me, you can't do a thing. Without me, without identifying with me, without reckoning yourself dead to sin, and alive through me, you will do nothing. So the answer, my Christian friend, is not always to try harder. It is to comprehend the work of the cross and to live in the power of the grace of the cross and to let His life flow through yours. Oh, how we thank Him that He provides that power. We see the position of the saved. I am crucified with Christ. I identify with His cross. We see the passion of the saved. Nevertheless, I live, he says. I'm alive in Christ. But then I want you to see, thirdly, the persuasion of the saved. Now notice this, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, Paul was fully persuaded he could not live the Christian life alone. He had a full understanding that it was not his life to be lived. It was his life to yield. It was Christ that would be lived through him. His life would be laid at the cross. And so he says, my position is I am crucified with Christ. My passion is I'm living as Christ lives through me. But here was his persuasion. He says, the life that I now live in the flesh, this everyday life that's happening, this everyday life that's going on right now that you live and that I live, how are we going to live it? How are we going to live a life in such a mixed up world? And he tells us how. He says, by the faith of the Son of God. So his persuasion was, first of all, that he must live this life by faith. This idea that Christ is living his life through me, that I will reckon myself dead to sin and alive to Christ. Listen, that is faith. Every morning waking up and saying, Lord, by faith, I reckon that I am dead because I'm dead in you at the cross and I'm alive through you living through me. So by faith, Jesus, I ask you to live through me. I'm not going to do what just I can do today, but by faith, I'm asking you to live through me. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And so we now put no confidence in the flesh, but we put confidence in the Word of God. Colossians 2:6 says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. And it will require a life of faith. It will require tomorrow morning waking up and by faith saying, Lord, I trust what you said in your word, that the only way I can live is as you live through me. So by faith, Lord, I ask you to empower me and to guide me and live through me today because I want you to be glorified through my life. And sometimes if you're like me, when you wake up in the morning, your first instinct might be to say, I want to get back under the covers. I don't know if I can face all this. And Paul says, let me tell you, this life that I'm living in the flesh, let me tell you how I'm living it. I'm living it by faith in the Son of God. That's how I'm living it. and by faith every day saying, I'm crucified with Christ. I'm dead to all of this anyways. And so nevertheless, I'm living. And the life I'm living it because Jesus is living it through me. So we got to live it by faith. But let me say this secondly, it's got to be a personal faith. It's got to be personal. Now look at this verse. We're just kind of getting this principle of what some would call the exchange life or the crucified life. Notice he says, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Now watch this. Who loved me and gave himself for me. Let's say that phrase together. Who loved me. Notice the word me twice. It's a personal issue here. He says it's a personal faith. It's not just like God loves all the people out there and it's not the universality of that type of a situation. He says, no. It's real to me. He said he loved me and he gave himself for me. And how many of you are thankful that Jesus died for your sin today? None of us deserve heaven. We do not deserve heaven, but Jesus shed his blood to cover our sin so that we might be accepted by God, so that we might have a home in heaven. And how does someone get that faith? How does somebody believe this stuff, Pastor Chapel? How do you believe that by faith Christ is in you and you have a home in heaven? Well, let me tell you something. Faith comes by the word of God. Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I have seen it over and over. I've seen people come, skeptical people, religious people, and if they'll dare to listen, if they'll dare to discern, if they'll dare to understand who Jesus is and what he did, then through the word of God, I've seen their hearts open because there's power in the word of God. And we must put our faith in the word of God. And you see, Paul said, the life I'm living right here, right now in the flesh, I'm living by faith in the Son of God. And that's not just some faith in a generic God out there. No. That's the faith that I have in the Lord who loved me and died for me. In other words, he personalized it. And listen to me, if you don't have a personal Savior, if you can't say he loved me and died for me and he's in me, then today is the day of your salvation. And today is the day that you need to say, Lord, forgive me because I'm a sinner and I want you to come into my life and be my Savior. And when you call on the name of the Lord, you, my friend, will be able to say, Christ is in me now too, you see. It's just a matter of inviting him to come in. And that faith is developed through his word. And sometimes that faith is developed through trials and difficulties and afflictions in our lives. And we have opportunity through those times to draw closer to him. So let me ask you a question this morning. Who do you identify with? Oh, I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm a Lakers fan. I'm from Alabama. I'm from Vermont. All right, fine. But who do you identify with? Who is it really that you find your position in today? Because I got to tell you something. A lot of times, labels, they can have a diminished meaning. Even this great country, countries go up and countries go down. Your great company, your great education, all of that is up and down, but Jesus never fails. And Jesus teaches us, as the Apostle Paul writes, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Have you been reckoning yourself to that truth? Can you begin tomorrow morning saying, Lord, I want to reckon myself to be dead to me, but whatever you want to do through me, Lord, I want you to do it. And by faith, I want to live today as you are living through me. I want to really live the life of Jesus Christ through mine throughout this day today. And what a way to live. What an exciting journey to be able to say, I know who I am now. And it's not just so-and-so's son, and it's not just this engineer from there. It's not just the guy from Alabama or the Cowboys fan. I know who I am. I'm a child of God. Christ is in me, living through me. I'm dead to who I was, because that doesn't really matter. What matters is Christ in me, the hope of glory.
You've been listening to Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chapel, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chapel on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchapel.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily in the Word email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's paulchapel.com. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chapel serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church
and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on